So the Green Mountain Mahler Festival is an organization we started back in 2002, and the whole idea, the goal is to provide an opportunity for local area musicians to experience, to enjoy the type of music that they may not otherwise get a chance to. The focus has been on large symphonic works by romantic composers such as Mahler and Bruckner and Richard Strauss, and also on large combination works for orchestra and chorus. And these generally take big orchestras, big choruses, and there are a lot of local groups around that individually don't necessarily have the forces to be able to mount this. We set up reading sessions that occur a couple times a year, and these are single evenings that are devoted to exploring a single piece of music. We bring in different local area conductors. Sometimes we'll bring in outside area conductors. And the whole idea is to have fun and to make good music over the course of an evening.
So you mentioned the forces required to do some of these bigger works. And just for our listeners, you know, sometimes you don't always get a sense just hearing a piece of what it actually looks like to have 100, 120 musicians on stage. But it is quite a spectacle. It's quite a scene. How do you organize that volume of people?
Well, you've participated in some of the activities that we've had, and so you know how much fun it is, how exciting it is to be on stage with 100, 120 other musicians all doing the same thing, working towards the same goal. So what we've done over the past 10, 12 years is to slowly but steadily build up a database, if you will, lists of local area musicians. This is both orchestral musicians as well as choristers. And when we do decide on a reading session or a performance, we have a network that we will reach out to and see who's available and interested and build from there.
Who decides the rep?
We do have a board of directors, and we think very hard about what it is we want to do. But the goal still remains to bring things that generally won't get done in Vermont or generally haven't been done in Vermont. And one of the joys I've always had is querying at the beginning of each series of events that we do, how many here have ever done this piece? And it's usually a small number of hands. How many people here have never done this piece? And it's the majority of people. So this is exciting, isn't it? Here's a piece of music that very good musicians locally haven't had a chance to do, and here's their opportunity.
So you have a pretty big milestone coming up, a fifth-year anniversary?
So one of the things we started doing 5 years ago was a New Year's Day performance of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. This is, of course, one of the great symphonic works of all time. And what we hadn't appreciated but have subsequently learned is that it is a European tradition to do Beethoven's Ninth on New Year's Day. It's a big piece. Everyone is in a warm, festive, celebratory mood, and it's a perfect piece for doing this. So this will be our fifth anniversary. We do this at the Ellie Long Music Center in Colchester. But one thing we've done with the Beethoven 9 is to have it as a benefit performance. Over the years, we've had a number of different beneficiaries that both support local causes as well as global causes. For example, the Philippines earthquake or tidal wave last year, things of that nature. This year's beneficiary is a wonderful local organization, the Vermont Family Network. And this is an organization dedicated towards support of children with disabilities and in disadvantaged situations and anywhere that a child would need support. The CEO, Pam McCarthy, runs an incredible organization, and we are particularly delighted to be able to help them in their mission with this particular benefit concert.
Well, Dan Weiss, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much.